Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. I don't know if you heard that, but anybody can provide impractical solutions, and we try to provide practical solutions. That's what we're here for. Really glad you've joined us today. Joining me, Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hi, how's it going? Hey.
Really well, and here we are. We're into our December fundraising, our year-end fundraising. And you've heard it before. I don't want to spend too much time on it today. But everything that happens next year is dependent on our year-end fundraising. That's what happens with most ministries. We're no different. And so if you could help us, it would help us a lot. And if you can, call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Tell us that you want to be part of the New Life Giving family, if it is all possible for you to do that. When you do, we stay on the air. We provide counseling that other people, maybe it's the only counseling they ever get of any kind. That's what we get to do for them. Maybe it's a scholarship for somebody to get help that they normally would not get. And you guys have heard these people at the end of these workshops where they're crying, saying thank you to whoever it was that gave me the scholarship. I might be dead if it wasn't for them. It's pretty impactful.
It is. It makes all the difference in the world. And you're right, Steve. It's a matter of life and death for so many of those that come.
So if you can help us, please do. We'll send you our Christmas ornament. We have a Christmas ornament that is, I'd say it's a humble Christmas ornament. It's a little wooden ornament, and we don't have any of the Swarovski whatever it's called crystals on it. It's just wooden, but it's cute.
Yeah, but if we were, they know we're struggling right now, right? That's why you're asking for money. Right. If we were handing out Swarovski crystals, they'd really think we were not being integrous in our ask, right?
Well, we did well. People really came through for us in November, and we met that goal, and that was $500,000 in November, and then of our December is $1.5 million. Very typical for it to be like that at the end of the year. That's not what we have to raise every month. And so we're happy. We're on our way, but we need more of you to come along and say, hey, I want to be part of this too. And if you can, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And let me just say one thing, Steve. A lot of that can be met in end of the year gifts, for tax write-offs. So be thinking about that now, even in the midst of the holidays. Don't forget to write that check, right, for write-offs.
Yeah, and the thing that I love is that whenever people give, they tell us. Then when they hear about somebody on radio saying, wow, everything was different after I went to that workshop, after I got that scholarship, you get to feel part of that because you are part of that. You are us. We are nothing without the support of people just like you.
Well, Steve, I had a client that I was actually seeing at a very reduced rate, and him and his wife didn't have the financial resources, and I needed to get him to Every Man's Battle. And he was able to get a scholarship. He's able to go. They were able to get the help that they need. Their marriage was in crisis and darn near divorced with two little children. And today they are thriving together,
so
working their recovery, all because of New Life's generosity.
Now that's what we love to hear. That's why we're here. And, if there's any way that you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, when we come back, we're going to go right to our phone calls. That's what we're here for. We love getting to help you. And, if you're struggling, there's hope. Don't feel like there's not hope. But first, you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I know it's not easy to pick up a phone, but that's where it all begins, with one single phone call. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, telling you they know their stuff. And if you need somebody to talk to, we're right here. And so let's go to the phones. How about we talk with Pat Jackson, Tennessee. Pat, how you doing? No, here's Pat. Pat, are you there?
One above. Just, there you go.
There we go. Pat, are you there?
Hello.
Whoop, hold on, Pat. Okay. Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. How's it going with y'all?
Good. I love the accent.
We love you already, Pat.
Yes.
How in the world could we help someone with such obvious mental strength here with a great accent?
Well, see, the thing is, my mental strength is waning.
Is it?
That's why I'm calling, yes. I'm not able to remember like I used to.
Hmm.
I'm a 68-year-old woman, and my mother died from complications of Alzheimer's. And so, of course, you know, I'm in a tizzy to find out what I need to do as far as my brain to get better. So
yeah,
that's
okay.
Where I am. I know I've done the diet, and I know I'm behind on the exercise, but I just need to know what is it I need to do for
my brain. Okay. You know, everybody needs an angel. And when you need an angel for your brain, you would call it a brangel. And that's what people say Sherry was for me. When she's the one that said, hey, go see Dr. Amen, really encouraged me to do that. And so I'm going to let her start us off here. What do you think, Sherry? What would be the first step for her? She's looking at her diet. What are some other things?
Yeah. Hey, Pat. So you probably heard, or maybe you didn't, Steve, Dr. Amen and I did a show maybe a week and a half ago, a couple weeks ago, and I would have you go back in the podcast and listen to it. But
okay.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not too up on how to go back. And
okay. Well, when you get,
this is my first time even listening.
Okay.
Well, when you get off, wait on the phone and our folks will help you do that because they're really helpful here at New Life. We like to help you get hooked up. But when you look at memory issues, and especially with a predisposition, right, genetics, one of the things that Dr. Amen says is your genes don't have to be your destiny. There are things you can do. And in the case of memory loss, you want to be looking at, like you're doing, what you're eating. You also want to be looking at exercising your body. So as much as you don't want to get out and walk around the block, do you know that doing that brings oxygen to your brain and your heart, and it helps to bolster your brain? You need to be doing things like crossword puzzles and looking at things that keep you in active learning, taking a class, possibly taking a cooking class, things that you don't, so that it forces your brain to have to build new dendrites, new connections.
Okay.
If you've got stressors in your life, if there's toxins in your world. Anything for you, I would say no alcohol. Now, you might like to have a little bit of wine every now and then, but you know what? That for you is a brain killer. It's actually toxic for your brain. So you have to get rid of those things that aren't good for your brain. Removing toxins, getting exercise, getting your mind to do new things. And then I would say go to a, I would have you go to a psychiatrist, not a GP. I would have you go into your psychiatrist and meet with them and see if there's something that they can do to help you. Because sometimes depression masks itself as memory loss. Sometimes you can be depressed, even though you're a happy, cheery sounding person. You can have some depression that shows up as memory loss. So those are some thoughts right out of the chute.
So what do you think? I mean, let me get a copy of this memory rescue book that we talked to with Dr. Amen about, and I'm going to send that to you, and I think that would be really helpful to you. But if somebody wants to work on their brain, it must be every area. Diet, you have to have exercise. Sometimes it is medication, supplements. All of these different things together can do literally miracles. They can do things that people thought were not possible.
Well, and Steve, I think you're the poster child for hope for her, for Pat today. Because when I saw you, you asked me with Dr. Amen what I remember. And I remember you at the Christmas party a couple of years ago, a few years ago. And you read a poem. And honestly, Steve, you were tearful. You had such compromised memory that you were frightened. And I'd never seen you that scared.
Yeah, I was.
And you went and saw Dr. Amen, had a spec scan, but you'd realized that there were some mold issues, there were some things in your world that were causing your brain to not function well. Yeah. You've got your brain back.
So, I do. I like it. I know my wife thinks it needs more therapy, and we're going to get that.
But the hardware is in such a much better place.
You got to start there. You got to start somewhere.
And
all right.
Can I mention one more thing?
Yes,
just one
please,
more. Not to throw in a bunch of stuff, but relational connection, conversation helps brain functioning tremendously.
No,
just reading a research study on that showing that long-term brain activity and tied to memory, concentration, and focus is often tied to the quality of relational connection that we have.
Bam.
Yep. You know, I was quoting a psychologist in my sermon I gave a couple of weeks ago. And it was Dr. Robbins said, I used to think that people complained because they had problems, but now I kind of think people have problems because they complain. And what he was saying was, hey, your perspective has a lot to do with how your brain functions. And then how you treat other people. If you're complaining all the time and criticizing the person whose brain doesn't work very well, well, hey, you're causing the problem. You know, a person needs to be encouraged, nurtured, all the good things that we know are good for people. So don't be thinking you're going to criticize that person into a better brain. All right, let's go to John, Chicago, Illinois. Well, no, let's go to Tim first. Seattle, Washington, listens online. Oh, Tammy. How you doing, Tammy? Welcome to New Life.
Hi. My first time calling.
Oh,
well,
great.
Glad you
well,
did.
Welcome to the family.
you guys have to know I'm a real relational person. I talk about you guys like you are my blood relatives, which you are in Christ. So anyway, I just love you to bits.
Thank you for doing that.
I have a question. My husband and I got married. Our second marriage is at 60, and he was 75. And we had been friends for years. We'd met in a church, and I was never going to remarry, but we did, and we had known each other. Long story short, something happened and triggered him, and he told all the friends and the neighbors and his family, I had left my city and moved to his town, which we had decided on to be close to his son and daughter and grandchildren, and everyone loved me, called me auntie, you know, this and grandma this, and I was so damaged, and our Christian doctor was aware, and his last visit to her, I said, oh, how did your doctor appointment go? He says, well, my thinking is all wrecked, and she trapped me in her office, so that was a kind of a note to me. And then he just started shutting me down and pushing me out and getting my name off everything. My question is, I got so damaged because the doctor said it was psychological abuse. He moved into the guest room. He got a lock for the door because he had all this fear. I have never told anyone my story on his side of the family, and there's like over 20 relationships, that close relationships that I had before the marriage and after the marriage. And I'm wondering your professional opinion, to just to tell his sister and brother-in-law, who really loved me, just my side of the story without putting him down at all. That's my question.
Are you still married?
After 3 years, he wrote me a letter, said he was overly passive and wanted a separation. So I said, well, why don't you move out? Because it's so complicated for a woman to move out with all her stuff. And then he started legal action because he didn't want to talk to me, literally, so passive. So anyway, then I got a letter, got a summons, he charged me, and then I got a note that I had to leave. And so I've been gone 2 years, but I was so damaged, and I was just living from place to place because I had no plans. I didn't have a lot of money, but we're not divorced.
Do you not have an attorney? Do you not have an attorney?
Well, I hired someone. Uh-huh. I hired two different ones and spent so much money. But they all said that he was a bit nuts.
You need an attorney.
So everything got divided. There was a court case. Everything's done and dealt with. So I didn't realize that was a legal separation. And now the divorce is just sitting, and it hasn't been finalized. And I guess I can listen to you guys. I know, move on, let go. And I guess only thing that's hanging on is now that I'm more healed, about telling my story just to his sister and brother-in-law everyone used to really love me because I'm not an awful person.
Right. So first of all, probably the reason you're not fully divorced is because that would have some financial impact on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of men do this so they don't have to pay you what you're due. So you're really making it rough on yourself by not having an attorney. Now I will turn it over to Sherry to talk to you about whether or not it's going to help you to tell your side of the story.
Well, how long, you weren't married that long, correct?
No, 3.5 years.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that there's anything... I don't know. You can check on your finances, but let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some friends of mine that have a very interesting situation, and it's similar to yours. They're an older couple, and this is probably not going to feel good to hear. So I'm not even sure how to bring it to you. But what happened in their courtship is they were dating. And he was very attracted to her and her effervescent personality. But what didn't get talked about was how overwhelmed he was going to feel by her effervescent personality. Mm-hmm. And so they never really connected well. And because they never really connected well, it's kind of like two kids. They both went to their own corners. And in some way, they both ended up feeling victimized. He would say things where he felt victimized by her. She would say things where she felt victimized by him. But the problem was, they were two people that were not attuned well. Do you know what attunement means? Attunement is kind of like a well-strung guitar, like a 12-string guitar that everything is just hums. Well, it was kind of like she was, you know, a drum set and snare all going at the same time. And he was more like a bass, you know? And together, they didn't connect. And once they got married, it became a mess very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar in light of attunement and maybe you guys struggling to know how to be in each other's space?
Well, it came out fairly soon. He had, like, he didn't address it as fear, but there was a fear of conflict. There was a fear of confrontation. There became a fear of intimacy.
Yeah,
was like none.
Right, because he...
all these fears. And then he charged me with violence and charged me with fear of injury.
Okay,
and
but do you see how both of...
came out.
I get it, but do you see he felt overwhelmed? Overwhelmed. By the way that you move in the world. He was overly passive. He didn't know how to be with you and say, honey, can we sit quietly tonight and just maybe read a book or watch a movie? Or he just didn't know how to hold on to all that. And your growth area may be, as much as people love you, your growth area may be to have to really work on attunement and working on this energy and passion that you have and looking at it square in the eyes and going, you know, sometimes I think I might overpassion people. I'm a good person.
I get you.
Do you hear me?
And I do. Would you connect with, would I connect with his sister and brother-in-law?
Well,
I mean, I am listening to you. I am hearing you.
Yeah. You know what? It, but I don't know that you're ready to connect until you're ready to own your part. Because right now, you're still going to make him wrong and bad instead of a man who got triggered and overwhelmed, and you both have your part.
Okay.
It's a marital issue.
Okay.
You're trying to make yourself look good when you both feel bad that this marriage didn't work. And I don't know. Maybe there's help.
We'll be back.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops and at night we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'm going to send Tammy How We Love. It's all about attachment styles, how we end up doing the things that we do. I think she will benefit greatly from that. Well, we asked people to call us. Here's Lee from Norwalk, California, $100. Alan from Blythewood, that's wonderful, Blythewood, South Carolina, $25 to help us out. If you can help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? That is the phone number, 1-800-NEWLIFE, and help us finish this year in the right place. So many things that we have. You know, Chris and Sherry did this wonderful series, The Sex Addict's Shame Cycle. Want to understand why so many people are trapped in this? Hearing about somebody new every day in the media? Well, here it is, and it's right there at tv.newlife.com. They did a great job on that. But right now, let's go to Cher, Springdale, Arkansas. Hello, Cher. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How can we help you?
I'm 61 years old, and I'm spending money like it's water. I tried being available to my husband as far as telling him at the store what I got in my basket, so But, like, I just went to the store now, and I had four things to get, and they come out with 12, and I buy things online, and I'm just out of control.
Okay.
And I'm breaking out in a cold sweat because it makes me nervous because I know it's a serious problem.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this just off the bat. You know, sometimes people do this because it's kind of like a drug to them. Is there some hurt that just comes to mind that you're really struggling with?
No. No, there's not. My marriage basically is a very happy marriage. He has said he would divorce me if I don't settle down and stop spending so much money. Mm-hmm. So it's getting to be pretty serious.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we want to treat it that way. Chris, you want to start off here. What do you think would be a good first step for her, you know?
Well, I think, first of all, Cher, you're doing a great job. You're recognizing and owning that this is a serious problem within you, and now it's just understanding where this problem comes from. There is an emptiness that you carry around inside of you that it's just sort of nagging. It's just kind of there. It kind of sits in your, you know, maybe your upper stomach or even in your chest, and you're trying to fill that. And purchasing something really fills that for the time being, and that is a drug-like effect. And so I really think that you need to get into some therapy, get into a therapist to help discover what is that thing that you're trying to fill inside of you with that new purchase. And there's also ways that we believe about ourselves and the world. People who spend a lot of money, this is really ironic, even wealthy people who spend a lot of money tend to have a scarcity mentality. And what that means is that there's only a limited amount of goodness for them in the world. So they got to get while the getting's good. And so they hoard. Cher.
Yeah, I am hoarding.
Yeah, so Cher, God's goodness for you is unlimited, and his best resource is not a thing, it's love. And I want
you all the time. I pray, and even before I go into a store, I pray and ask God, please help me be responsible.
Well, here's the first thing I want you to do, other than get a therapist, is I want you to get around other groups of women, and I want you to, instead of going to stores, go and get coffee. Go and engage in a small group, in a Bible study group. Go and engage. And the other thing that really, one thing I would say is missing from your understanding of money is you don't have a purpose for your money. Your money, the purpose for your money is you, and that rots the soul.
That's doing that.
Absolutely. Like, for instance, when we ask people to give here at New Life, we're not asking for themselves or even ourselves. We're asking for a purpose that other people may find healing and health. And so we're asking for the money to be directed in a kingdom purpose, God-purposed way in which they get to be a part of that purpose. God, it sounds like God has blessed you guys and has entrusted you with these financial resources. I want you to discover your purpose, and for the sake of being the risk of sounding self-indulgent, but really it being about the purpose of those we serve, look at giving to New Life. Look at ways in which
That's a good way.
Yeah. Look at ways in which that money isn't to fill a hole, but is to help other people, and then you go get that hole filled some other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea. Sherry, anything you want to add to that? Okay. Sherry?
You know, I think for the sake of time, I want you to get into treatment with a therapist, but I want you to go back and think about when you started feeling out of control, where I'm not in control, because you basically numb out and act out by controlling and buying in order to feel better. So there's some time back in your life which you haven't uncovered yet. It's driving your behavior. But will you go either stay on the line, let us get you hooked into a therapist in your area, because we've got a lot of folks with New Life, and try to figure out where you felt out of control.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's so good. So good. Okay. All right. I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think you'll like it. I'll send you How We Love. It's going to help you understand some other dynamics here. I think it'll help you understand your relationship with your husband, too. So hang on. I'll get those to you. You're listening to New Life Live. We are so grateful you are. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope Christmas is going to be good. Here's some advice for you for Christmas. It never, ever is bad advice. Lower your expectations of other people. You can't go wrong. By lowering your expectations of what people are going to do for you to give you a great Christmas. But you can increase what you're going to do in sharing God's love for others. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We are back. There's a group called the Technical Advantage Services in Flushing, New York. And they gave us $50. We love it when organizations, businesses, things like that decide to support a program like ours. Thank you, Technical Advantage Services. And Betty from Lumberton, Texas, she gave us $50 also to help us with our match. We are so grateful to all of you. When you do it, we send you our New Life 2017 Christmas ornament. It's cute. It's not something that you'd be able to auction off for more than about a quarter, but it is really a cute little ornament there, and I hope that you'll get it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is also the number if you need some help. Let's go to, how about Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? Jane lives there. And she listens to us online, and we're going to talk with her. Hi, Jane. Welcome to New Life.
Hi there, guys. It's been a while. Oh, Sherry's there, too, right? Oh, it's so good to
yes.
have all of you on.
Hey, Jane.
Thank you.
Hello,
yeah.
Hello. It's been a while since I've been, so first of all, thank you. And I've been working a couple of jobs, so I don't get to listen very often anymore, but I catch up online, and let me see. My question is, okay, if you guys can solve this one, you're like above genius. Okay.
the challenge accepted.
Well, we are above genius. Now let's see if we can solve it. Okay.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
This is like I would say the ongoing marital dance, if you will, referring to how we love, is the weekend conundrum of, okay, hubby's been working really hard. We've both been working really hard all week. You know, I watch grandchildren 20 hours a week, and I try to eke in 20 hours of work outside the home and, you know, take care of five animals, and three of them are dogs. And I have a really busy life. So here on the weekend, I'm like, all right, yay, we get to work on our nest and our home. And then, you know, he has no energy.
Okay. All right.
How do so I motivate question- this man? And what do I do?
No well, energy for what? When you say he has no energy to get up in the morning, to drink a cup of coffee, no energy. Tell us what you're talking about.
Well, no energy for to work as hard at like as he, as hard as he does on his job. He's known as the guy who gets things done at job at his job, but at home, he's the guy who likes to sleep in on Saturday and say we don't do anything fun ever. And, you know, we got yard work, you know, minimum 5 hours a weekend living in the Northeast. And he has no emotional energy because he's spent from the 5 days of a very stressful job, you know, high-level management. And then there's no energy or motivation to fix the projects, undone projects in every room and, like, landscaping and now leaf raking. Oh, you know, it's like I am.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's all around me.
Let me ask you a question.
Undone things.
Yeah. Which one are you more interested in? The work that needs to be done or the fun that you want to have with him? Which is more important to you?
Oh, my God. You hit the nail on the head. I'm the wife that doesn't know how to have fun because I'd really rather that we get things done because I feel like we're so far behind. The neighbors on either side are retired. They have the pristine lawns. They have the time to do it. And here I'm in like the place that always needs something.
Well, but you started with saying no time for fun, but that really isn't your big priority here. Are you guys not able to have somebody come in 5 hours a week and do some handyman or some yard work or anything like that?
Well, if I initiate it or I have to have a... list. We never plan things out the night before done on Saturday.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Because, see, if you have the money, and it sounds like you do, to do that, you said, but if you call, if you make the list, if you have the resources and you haven't done that, it could be that you're more interested in wanting to have some kind of control of him or impact on him or get him to notice you than you are fixing the problem. It seems like to me you got some investment here that you could kind of get over pretty quickly if the only issue was getting stuff done around the house.
So I think...
Can you elaborate on that?
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you guys aren't poor. You're saying you could call somebody if you make the list, call somebody. But it sounds like you don't want to be the one to call somebody. You want him to call somebody, just like you want him to do all the work. So I think you have to deal with why is it you want him to do these things that he doesn't want to do versus just fix the problem, and then you guys go try and have some fun together.
Okay.
Sounds like there's some kind of dynamic where you are pushing, pulling, and he's resisting, and that's the way you guys stay married. But you don't have to.
That's been the status quo.
Well,
tell you what, when he does a project, I must say a couple weeks ago, he did the landscape on the side where...
Okay,
you know,
so Jane,
I'm
going to take us a different direction. Because you know what? I don't think it's about your yard. I don't think it's about your dogs. I don't think it's about your grandkids. I don't think it's about your work. I think it's about two things. I think there is a fear of intimacy and rest. And so it's really easy to fill space. As long as there's busy, I can't really just sit with you in quiet. In fact, I think the word rest feels scary to you, like death to you. This idea of just being in a room. What would it look like? Crazy thinking. I'm going to bring a crazy idea. What would it look like if you decided on a Saturday morning to lay in bed with him and not get up until 10:30? What would that do inside? What's happening in your body right now? What are you feeling in your body when I say I want you to stay this Saturday? Don't give up. No lists. I want you to lay in bed with him until 10:30, maybe 11.
Okay.
What happens?
Happened like once before in our 40-year marriage, but Well, yeah, I get anxious because of all the things that need to be done, and I live in a house of disrepair, and to me, that represents our marriage.
Okay, but go ahead, Chris.
Yes. Jane, the disrepair in your house represents the disrepair in your heart. You're fast. You're furious. There's even, if I dare say, chaos going on inside of you. And so it can feel, we actually talked about this with the previous caller, is that, you know, Sherry addressed, there's an internal out of control, and we're looking for an external control. You have a heart problem, but you also have a huge lifestyle problem. You really, really don't need to do all of this stuff. And your husband probably retreats to work to avoid the chaos. And that's where he feels in control and gives his heart. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I'm just saying that's what he does.
Well, he feels like he's never does enough.
Exactly.
It's kind of that conveyor belt in this marriage is I can never do it right. I can never do it good.
And she said something that she says there's always... She always needs something.
Yeah, he feels kind of used, like a taskmaster kind of thing, instead of just being with him. If you were to give, to connect, to bond, to spend some time resting with him, I wonder what might happen.
Well, and I think there needs to be a simplicity of mind, a simplicity of heart, and definitely a simplicity of lifestyle. We each only have a limited amount of energy to spend in every day, and once it's gone, it's gone.
Well, you know, here's what I was thinking. We all know what objectification of women is, right? I mean, that is well-defined, and we hate it, and it's not right. I don't know what the exact word is, but sometimes men are rollified or positionified. We're a job. We're a...
Dutified.
Duty.
Yeah, dutified.
Here it is. We're not objectified. We're categorized. You put us in a category. This is what you're supposed to do. Do this. Or this is who you're supposed to be. Be that. And it's not exactly like objectification, but it's certainly... treating us anything other than an individual. And I don't know that you ever want to lay in bed with a category, but if he could become a real human being again to you, then you might have that opportunity for intimacy there.
Because beings get more motivated, Steve, out of love, out of good connection. They want to help. But those that are weary and burnt out, they just retreat.
Yeah. So once again, I'm going to send you How We Love. I think it's going to help you see some of this that's going on here. We'll be back right after this.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant? hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better? I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hi, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Sherry Keffer. She's an amazing woman. She's got it together. She's got wisdom. She shares it here. Chris Williams, I'll tell you, this guy knows his stuff, especially when it comes to addictions of all sorts. And here they are. Let's go to our final caller. Well, first, let me say this. People have been responding to this request to help us. And here, look at this. Right here, $100 from Gary and Cosette in Anderson, Indiana. Now, I know Cosette is a therapist there. And Marianne from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, we've only got about 10 more minutes here on radio. If you could help us, please call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support this ministry. Right now, though, let's go to, how about John? Let's talk to John from Chicago, listening on his iPhone. Hey, John.
Hello?
John, you there?
Yeah.
John, what do you have for us?
I suffer from depression, you know, and, I get all kinds of mixed signals, you know, because I'm on medication. I go on it, and not even a lot of it, you know, like 10 milligrams of Lexapro, and seems to curb the depression.
Yeah.
But after a while, then I get better, and I go off, you know, I wean myself off because I think I'm doing good, and then it creeps back in, you know. But, you know, like people that even that I love, you know, they'll say, well, you know, it's spiritual, maybe. You know? Well, I don't think so because, you know, mainly it's my mom, you know, because she'll say, like, man up and all this, you know.
Yeah.
But she was, to just make it short, as a kid, I had to take responsibility for my younger siblings because she was, and her boyfriend were doing drugs, and they'd leave us.
Wow.
And I had to sit there and be, yeah, I had to sit there, they were doing heroin, you know, and I'd sit there at the house and I put my brother and sister to bed, they had brother and sister, and I shivered, you know, and I had to go be like an adult as a kid, you know, 7, 8 years old, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And John,
when she was doing this stuff, she'd like throw me out of the house, you know.
Oh man, that's so
like
painful.
A little shopping bag, you know, like when she'd say, get out, you know, throw me in the hallway, you know.
Well, and I
think a lot of this depression stems from that because I've been
without a doubt.
Trying to reach her back, you know. And,
yeah. Well, John, let me jump in because we're a little bit limited on time. What's your question? What can we help you with?
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, this depression, I'm confused about it. I don't know if I should stay on the medication or, you know, kind of like bad about it, you know, taking
it. No, we don't want you to feel bad about it. Yeah, go ahead there. Chris, what do you want to say to
Well, I know what Steve would tell you, and that is the medication has helped its work, so don't go off of it. Stay on it. You know, it's. I can tell you that, you know, we're careful here because we're not medical doctors, so, you know, but there's really not an addictive or ultimately dangerous, you know, effect of that low a dosage of Lexapro. So consult with your doctor, stay with it, stay with the things that work. But there is a lot of reason for depression. And ironically enough, the fact that your mom was a heroin user is a very clear indication that she herself suffered from very severe depression. And her advice to man up, I mean, it hasn't worked well for her to woman up. So that's poor.
I mean, she's cured now, but I mean, and then the other thing is not to, you know, cry out too much, but my dad, before I was even born, went to prison.
Yeah, yeah. So John,
I was shifted all over, you know, and I lost my brother and sister. They moved away to another.
Okay, so John,
just listen and let us give you some help here, buddy.
So this is the deal. I think your medication is helping your brain work, but I think your heart is sick, desperately sick. Like heart sick would be the word I would use. I think there's 1,000 tears trapped inside. I think you're primed to do some good therapy work. In fact, I want you to check out the 4 shows I did on something called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. I want you to find someone in your area, and I want you to go do some deep soul work, because I want you to cry. I want you to grieve what was lost. There's a little boy that's still trapped in there that needs to cry a river of tears over what happened to him. So that would be my straight up recommendation. Because we don't have to stay depressed. But if you don't go in and heal the wound, that deep pain, you don't deal with that, you end up trying to fix it with medication all your life, where you can go in and get healing for it.
Well, you know, the thing that I have been so astounded at is how a person literally over a period of 4 or 5 years can truly transform. But you can't do it by maintaining status quo or just looking at one aspect. It's like you said, Sherry, I mean, you got to be broken, you got to cry, you've got to let go, and then you can truly transform into an entirely different person.
When I'm doing EMDR, I'm thinking about, John sounds like a big guy. I have guys that I work with that they're like 250 pounds, 300 pounds, like, you know, construction worker built. And they will be there and they will have tears running down their cheeks as we're doing this work. And they haven't cried for years. Yeah. And so this tool helps get inside. So whatever you can get to get inside of that, to let it out, let it out.
That's absolutely
what you need to do. All right. We are just about out of time. I want to encourage everybody to support us if you possibly can. We'll send you the Christmas ornament that we've designed, and hope that you'll love that. I think you will. It's our way of saying thank you. It's a big mountain to climb, but we can do it if everybody will come along. If you've been blessed by the ministry in some way, please do. You know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, so if it's something that you would do begrudgingly, don't even give it a second thought. But if you're grateful that you've been helped, or you know people have been helped, or someone you love has been helped, then maybe you could come along and help us also by calling the 800 number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, I want to just challenge you on something. So many times, the difference between you getting better and not getting better is the big lie. It's some distortion of truth that you hold on to that prevents you from moving forward. And so is there something like that? Like a person said, I can't take medicine because, this is a spiritual problem. And so you use that as a means, an excuse. Get over that excuse. Pick up that phone. Call us and let us help you.
Absolutely.
And then... Yeah, go ahead.
And Steve, I wanted to share one more thing. We had a lot of callers today that living fast and furious lives like most of us. But I want to share something from Matthew 11 out of the Message translation. And it's, are you tired? Are you worn out, burned out? Jesus says, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it, and learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That is the heart of what we do here at New Life.
It's some pretty powerful words, pretty amazing promises and gifts, but you have to be willing to get some help. You have to be humble enough to say, maybe, this is the time I need to reach out and get some help. If you need help or you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We would love to be part of your recovery, your restoration, your brand new life in a new year. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sherry. God bless all of you. Thanks for those who support
us. Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.